Okay, so we're down at Rapal, and I'm going to leave a phone on here. Microphone's facing towards Rapal. Let's go. This is the pool, basically.
No, it's the pool.
How is it?
The pool is shaped like that, right? It's a rectangle. But this bit we're going to, there's a little bit of rectangle set into it, which has got three little steps down, so you can have about a foot of water to fill out a foot of water.
Then you've got this.
Well, you'll find that, and then you'll find it in a cold.
Oh, yeah.
Those
colours.
Where you were standing just now, but in front of you, it's just all the pool.
Yeah, you need to.
You like the pool.
Special cover to go over the top so at night it keeps all the heat in.
Yeah.
Otherwise all the heat comes out.
Me?
Yep.
You say, I mean, it's cold. How do I get in?
No, he'll
Dad, it's freezing. Get in, Dad. Oh,
no,
very cold. Thank you very much.
I tell you what, use your bomb mat because he does. He did that last 6 years ago.
He's winding up. He's winding up.
You're not getting in or not.
We've just got out.
Oh, come on, join me.
They look suspiciously dry to me. Really. I think they're telling porkies.
Or like Leah or David. Just off the very edge. I
Yeah, and then she laughs.
If somebody says that you wouldn't dare do that, you just have to do it.
Okay. Red Rifle Bow.
Yep.
Is there something wrong?
It's been on the trailer. What's coming out again? Slowly but surely.
Tell you what's nice, we're meant to get funds from tomorrow.
What? Can you still do that?
And I'll tell you what, if we do, me and my dad have done this, and he'll tell you a funny story. He was my first to do it. He had a storm once. He went down to his pool. Yeah. Not a clock thunder, who that clock is.
You run away like a wuss.
But he's swimming in it.
Steve and I were in Tuscany. We went to these hot thermal springs.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Hot springs, yeah.
It was absolute heaven
until a
lightning storm started. You've never seen 200 people jump out of
quick!
We're all like, yeah, quick!
Was it that quick?
We were all outside, and there was this massive clap of lightning, and we were like 200 people.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm from Canterbury.
Me starting then to mutiny. It would be easier when we're both standing up when you get out of the pool. We'll do it after you've had a
swim. Let's get out of the steps over the other side.
I didn't think of that.
The steps. Just go straight back.
Turn right.
Keep going right. That's it.
That's it straight.
Torpedo course.
No, you ain't.
Nearly there.
Sink that.
You can't sink me. Oh, God, that is big, isn't it?
See where the wop is.
I ain't going on there.
Right.
I'm not going on there.
Did when you went in.
I know. That's because you pushed me.
Because you dared me to. Good as I asked me to.
Would you? You're wondering about the time.
What do you mean? No.
Lovely.
If you don't start.
Now, just do what I mean about the sort of rectangle in the side with the three steps
on it. It's kind of a bit weird.
And they're supposed to be relaxing as well. Yeah.
It's just unusual, I suppose, not having the steps at one end and gradually getting shallower and deeper. But if you want to swim in it, it's better this way, it's all the same depth.
Yeah.
Pardon me, I'm going to do a couple of things. I'm not sure if your phone kind of picked up your splash the first time, but if you want to stay on the side, I'll push you in again, and you can have it recorded a second time. No? Yes, a second. Yes, a second. The phone is behind you. Well, do it again just to make sure. No, it won't. That's fine. Yes, they can. They're rubber. They're fine.
Really?
Yeah. Won't do any harm at all. No, it won't. Water won't do any harm at all, Rhys. Only a little break. It's you pulling on it. Get swimming. Keep warm. Come on, this is going down the other end, Rhys. There's some patterning in the stones. Where? Can you show me where it is? Oh, there might be a bit over in the corner. There's a bit, yeah, underneath the edge there's a little bit there and a bit in the corner. Mould of some sort, I expect. All oxygenate the water.
Are we not meant to look after this place?
Well, they do, yes.
Well, why don't we do it
in the morning?
Aren't we going to go in and pick up him and Daddy in the morning? Technically,
you could go in here
and
say...
Well,
hang on,
Luz,
I'm coming back again.
You can go and do the nose. How does that sound? I think I've got the wrong interview with you. I think I need a mani pedi. I think I've come with you.
Right, ask me again, old friend.
You get
to
go in here and say...
No. No, they say don't go in the sunset. Partly because they don't want people going there when they've been drinking. Because they want accidents.
Indian head massage. And I'm going to tell you.
was in the pub once.
Mark is in for the
Sandy, c'est d'accord. Le Sandy, vous êtes complet demain, oui. Le Sandy 9 août. Oh, c'est possible le Sandy prochain. C'est pour un mariage. C'est pour un mariage. D'accord, merci. Il y a un autre. Ok, d'accord, je connais.
Hello.
Merci bien. Merci, au revoir. Merci.
Somebody has scheduled buses and something like that.
No, no.
wine to it.
Yeah. He wanted like to tell if they could ask him for a book or something like that. But it seems a lot of them like you can buy books and they're like wine and coffee, but because we only got like, well, I didn't like them.
Yeah.
me you're flangé. You did not flangé. You were pushed.
Yeah, but give me credit.
No credit for me.
No, at least I actually got in first time round instead
have,
of.
Didn't have any choices when you scored.
No,
pushed.
No, but at least I actually was in instead of just sitting there and doing nothing.
Loose. You were standing. Up to below your medium width. You then got out of that and stood on the side.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You were then pushed into the water. You did not throw yourself, lower yourself, or anything else yourself into the water. You were pushed. So claim no credit for that whatsoever. The entire credit belongs to your father for pushing you. Me, in other words. I hope not, Liz. I wouldn't be bad, maybe we might. I'm going to clear up. I live in hope. Hope springs eternal.
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I can hear what you're saying, but I don't see it.
Yeah, but usually, this time of year, you don't really get cold to your throat. Yeah. Well,
it's not good, isn't it? That sounds like a couple of grass going for the wet.
Where is that?
Around where we were sitting. Those chairs,
yeah,
and quite possibly a bit down below that, over the wall, which is where the wedding lights are coming from.
How the hell did you get over that wall?
You don't. You can walk around it.
Oh.
If you come out the chateau and turn left, right? Hang on, I'm not coming for you. No, I'm not coming for you. Come out the chateau and go up the courtyard to the gate and turn left.
Which gate? This one?
The big gate. The big gate, the main gate in the chateau.
Excuse me.
No. If you come out of the chateau and you've got the courtyard where you sit and have the meal, follow those tables right up, you come to a gate, big gate. Yeah, which you come out of and then you turn right to come down to the pool.
Yep.
If you don't turn right to the pool, you turn left. Then you go down and follow around the side of the fence, and that will bring you out at the back, around here.
I hate
sleep. Oh, I think it's lovely.
Is it?
Yeah. Reminds me of
summer
term at school.
Not
playing
music,
cricket and athletics and stuff.
You can't smell it, can you?
Yes. Lovely. I love smelling it.
Yeah,
you can do that for a couple of times.
Well, there's a cricket, isn't
there? You can't do this.
That one
is
over here. No,
no, no. It's stuck.
How cool is this
one
to sit in the
pool?
Look.
When they get
going. Very good. And that's different to what it was from last time. So different. I like some petrol in there.
Yeah, there's something else about it. Yes.
Petrol and cola then, right?
Petrol, no, it means two strokes. There's oil in it.
What? So what are you...
Well, it's two strokes. Diesel cars, right, don't have a spark, right? Right, there's no spark to make the petrol diesel explode. It explodes because it crashes. Right? You then have a petrol engine. Faster. What happens is it's the petrol vapor that is received is expressed by the cylinder coming up, and then the spark plug which flashes, which ignites the petrol, it goes bang and pushes the system back down. Yeah. Right? Now, normally you have four cylinders. So the first one fires and goes down, which brings up the second one, right, which then fires, which goes down, which brings up the first one and the third one. Now let's just decide.
What?
We've got four cylinders.
Yeah.
Right? I'll come round, I'll sit next to you, isn't it? Give me a hand. So, we have one, two, three, four cylinders, right? One and three work together, two and four work together.
Yeah.
Alright? Now you've got four processes, bits that have to happen. You have to suck the petrol vapor in. You have to burn it with this smoke. make it explode. You have to get those, the burnt, the gas out, the exhaust out, having burnt it, and you have to suck more fresh petrol vapour in. That's four bits, right?
Yeah.
In, explode, remove, pull back in. Right? So, cylinder will start off, cylinder number one has got petrol in it, it explodes, goes down, alright? When petrol, this is number three goes down, it's actually sucking in petrol vapor. So, number one has now got just exhaust fumes in it, number three has got petrol vapor in it. Two and four are at the top, alright? Number two now explodes, fires, push those two back down and these two come up. This number one bit coming back up pushes the exhaust vapors out. Number three is now ready to fire. Right? Number two has now got rid of the petrol that has got exhaust fumes in it. Number three, four is at the bottom, having got rid of the petrol vapor, is ready to has sucked in the petrol vapor. Right? So this one fires, boom, they two go down, these two come up. This one is now ready for suck in petrol vapor. This one has got exhaust fumes in it. This one has got rid of exhaust fumes. And this one has come back up again, having compressed petrol vapor ready to explode. Boom! Those two go down again, these two come up. Right? So it's a four-stroke system.
Okay.
Right? A two-stroke just goes boom. Right? And as it goes down, it goes down. As it comes back up, it sucks in and explodes all in one go. Right? And you have that oil in there to actually lubricate the whole process. Which actually means when you get you're not burning just petrol, you're burning petrol and oil together. Which means that the exhaust fumes smell different. And a lawnmower is a two-stroke motor as opposed to a four-stroke motor, which is what you get in the car. It's amazing the things you learn that you didn't want to know when you come to a swimming pool with your father.
Yeah, and
you've
got a few.
I haven't
done
it. Yeah, I haven't.
I've had a couple, so
I don't know. I had one drink of this, didn't I? I had one glass of wine yesterday,
look.
Did you? Yep. Getting old Mark all right?
Yeah.
Doesn't say a lot, Mark.
It does to me, but...
Well, he answers not a lot, or he took a hell of a lot very quickly.
He
does. Yeah. Well, I
do.
Same group.
Alex.
Right from Leicester. Oh, hang on, the guy who, the scrap dealer.
Yeah.
Right.
And he had health problems.
What? Well, you say he had health problems. And if you're overweight, the chances are you reset yourself up to diabetes. Heart problems, lung problems, and blood pressure problems. Apart from that, I mean, if people want to drink loose, that's up to them.
But
one of the problems with drinking is a bit like cigarettes, it seems to me. When you're doing it, it doesn't seem to do yourself any harm, because you don't do any harm with a cigarette or a drink. Because what the harm happens is over the hundreds and thousands of cigarettes and the hundreds of pounds of drinks over years. And you don't realise you're doing any harm to yourself. There's no individual drink or individual cigarette does any amount of damage. So it's a cumulative. It's like in terms of the reason why they got rid of lead in petrol. And they got rid of it because once you breathe lead into your system, you probably can't get rid of it. So you'll be slowly poisoned. If you've got lead into your system, your body can't get rid of it. And when people do this, you have to use it, right?
same is true of drinking the cigarettes.
Yep, you don't need And that's why smoking and drinking, smoking particularly, but drinking to excess, is dark. It gives you're setting up problems for yourself in the future. Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with enjoying the company. I'm not saying people should drink. No. I wouldn't expect to. People of my age tend not to mean that when I was 18, 19, 20, I was drinking more than you did. Almost certainly I drank more than you did. Because I was at university, I'd be out drinking most nights.
But then you're telling me you don't see me when I do a big session.
No, I don't see you. You didn't see me when I was at university.
No,
but statistically, young men drink more than young women. Always have and always will. And most young men actually stop, cut back on their drinking by about their mid-20s. Some don't, they carry on drinking. And they tend to finish up if they drink, carry on drinking at that sort of level. With help from the board of it. It's a fact, you can't argue with it. It's a fact.
Well, I do drink.
How long you drink over it is the issue, is how much you drink over that period of time.
No, it's not over
13
that I can drink, and I'm not
risking
it, and I
don't set
them like that.
Yeah, but the trouble is, though, you're almost saying if you're boasting about doing it, there's nothing good about doing it. I'm not saying there's anything wrong in doing it. People enjoy the drinking. What they don't enjoy is the hangover afterwards. And what they don't enjoy either is the damage they can do to their body. If you look at the number of young women who are actually being admitted to hospital because of alcohol-related illnesses, not just because they're rat arse.
Not necessarily.
People who have binge drinking actually do serious damage to their
body. I do on my binge drinking.
But that actually does your body no good. And if people want to binge drink, it's up to them. People do make decisions they want to make, but why did they accept the consequences?
If I knew where the kitchen was, after we didn't do
dinner. But I hope you wouldn't, Bruce, because I hope you'd actually think about Plant and Matthew and actually not get yourself to a state. Because if you do have too much to drink, Bruce, you start being sick. Let's be honest about it. That's true.
It takes a lot together.
Well,
it
depends what you mean by lotteries and what we don't want you doing, and what I'm sure Plum wouldn't want you doing.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't want to be doing if doing something which would embarrass Plum.
Mm-hmm. So,
well, I've seen you on less than that, but it's serious. Because it isn't just about the alcohol you drink, it's what you've had to eat, it's who the people you're with, the atmosphere you're in.
Okay.
And if you're in a situation with a lot of people who you don't know, then you tend to behave with it more simple, you're more likely to. Because the alcohol will make you do it, Liz.
Yeah.
The alcohol will.
Yeah.
No problem at all.
Mm-hmm.
Have another couple of drinks this evening? No problem at all.
Mm-hmm.
No, I hope you would not get drunk, Liz. I'd get angry if you got drunk.
I don't mean like that, I mean like what if I did today? I'm sure somebody, the Irish
would probably drink a little bit. I think they'll do. And half the time they've got to be drunk, that's behaved to fall a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. Is it always just being bad?
What,
you're
drinking?
Yeah. Because the thank you. Let's talk about it, because maybe wouldn't have been that easy. And people do, when they drink, they do things as they do. They may not necessarily mean.
What do you do when you drink? You just drink.
I don't, but I don't drink to excess. Very rarely. Obviously, there have been times when I've got drunk, I have had that. They jump in at some point. But I haven't been. Very, very rarely.
You must be once in a while.
Yeah. Just about everybody had it once.
I
would suspect the child of it.
I cannot imagine that. No.
Well, there'll be some people who never have. But most people, most young people at some stage or other would have had too much to drink. Really makes them sick and not. Who's at least, I'm not going to even discuss about whether your mum or Sue did or didn't. Most people will have.
Do you know what?
No.
Oh, God,
no, No, they don't want to hear about this. You know, not terribly interested.
There's nothing wrong with getting tipsy, is it?
Well, there's nothing wrong with being happy, Liz, but it's a very fine line between being happy and having that extra
kick. That's extra kick, then. Sorry. It's all just like seconds, and then you're
spitting. Has that been?
Jesus. I don't think this is strange. I think it's stuff that's out in the
system. No, it's not. Because if it was part of the adhesive holding it together, it would be everywhere, and it's not.
No?
No. There's more of it in some places than others. What it is, I think, is that where they've got the mastic, it's on the mastic, a lot of it, that I would agree with you. But so in bathrooms, you actually find the mastic is the sealant they put around joints and tiles and things. You get bold on that. Cricket's chorus.
I've never heard animals like that.
Yes, you have. You heard them like that in Spain, and you heard them like that in France.
I've heard. No, I've heard.
Yes, you
like
have.
Normal.
Do you still? You're opposed to recording. You still haven't been recording. You didn't have flattened the battery anymore.
No, I
haven't.
Yes, I don't.
Yeah,
I haven't. It's only using what?
I don't know.
Hardly any battery.
I don't know how much battery you had. How well charged your battery?
It's charging as we speak.
You can't be charging it, but it's not plugged into
anything. I've got a case on it.
Yeah, so you're draining the case battery.
No, I'm charging my phone at the same time. It's not... It's...
But if you've got a battery in the case and a battery in the phone...
Battery in the case, but yeah.
Will actually feed into the battery in the phone. But that means the battery in the case is getting lower.
Yeah, that's fine. That's what it does.
Yeah.
Because it charges up your phone view.
Yeah. All it actually does is you've got a second battery for the phone.
Yeah.
So your battery that you've got, all the battery power for your phone is actually running down. You're getting less battery that you can use, so you need to recharge at some stage. I don't know how to pull your battery off. Or how quickly it might run down. I think I'm going to turn around so I can get the sun on my tummy for you.
Did you get lizards
that you were stuck in there?
Did you get lizards around here?
Yes. You know that.
No, around here in this bit here.
Yes, I would think so.
Where we are? No.
Yeah, actually, why not?
They wouldn't go in the pool, though, would they?
No. Tiny light, they would go in the pool.
They must be like bearded dragons at the time.
No, they're not smaller than that.
No?
Bearded dragons quite large. The lizard that I saw this morning would be about the size of two of your index fingers.
What, fingers
and hanging? No, length one.
Is that it?
Yes.
What?
Two of your index fingers put together. One after the other.
Oh, that's a tiny.
Yeah. Yeah, but most things last for all this.
Four.
It's all up. No, I'm just about to push her in now.
I have been in, yeah.
Yeah, she's been in.
I got pushed.
Well, she's still on the side and she dared me, so I did.
Yeah, but it's lovely. Once you're in,
yeah,
it's nice. It's that getting in, so I thought, well, I'll let Dad push me.
And I was only too happy to oblige.
Are you coming in?
No, I'm not. Like, we're cooking again.
Oh, yeah.
What state are we at? Can we do anything to come back and help?
Yeah, just to be on belief.
What?
Smart. No, I'm talking to you. No, you alright?
Yes. Is there anything?
You're going to burn your back, Lucy, there.
We should rotate over. I just moved over to get it onto my tum, so she was just moving herself up out of the water, turning around and do likewise on. If you want to keep your feet in the water, Luce, suggest we go to the other side and I'll come sit on the other side with you. Yeah. Isn't that where you can sit? Keep your feet in the water.
I'm steady.
What time are you coming back up?
Well,
do you want to shower off when you come up, Luke?
No, I'll just
dry off. Dry off. Which needs a fair bit of time. So if you say that we're at 7:30-ish.
What's the time now then?
7:20.
Come back in quarter of an hour or so.
Yeah, because I won't tell you I'll just dry off now.
Shouldn't think that. No. Right, can we come up in about a quarter of an hour?
Have a swim?
Yeah.
Proper swim? Yeah. Good.
Oh, well, you know...
I was wrong further, but did swim, didn't you?
No, I did. I went from... Well, I was down over there, he pushed me, so it got me completely in. And I went from there over there. see my uncles this morning. Your uncles look better.
They've gone up.
They're good. Good. They look better, Liz, because they were puffy.
Yeah. That one is just a bit, but that one's much better.
Yeah. I was also doing, you know what?
Yeah, but it's moving, Liz. There are days when, if you're honest, you don't really move up into your kitchen and back.
Even with you know what, Liz, if you move, that's about fluid retention. Yeah. If you move, you'll get rid of the fluid. Did I hear them cutting the grass?
Yes.
Where are they doing it?
Round the back. Yeah, and they'll do anything when you get Saturday. One day I'd love to come round and just sit by the pool, have my cousin, bowling
on. You've got tomorrow morning. We were round here this morning, but you were in bed.
How long were you over?
An hour or more.
Oh, really?
And you didn't want to get up.
I just find this bed so comfortable.
Oh, but opportunity cost, Liz. If you're sitting in your bed, you can't do anything.
When I'm at mine, I don't sleep great because I'm always awake, thinking, do you know what I mean?
Well, so it also helps that you've got a bit of a routine.
Look, you've still got that sun on your back.
Yeah, I'll turn around so you're facing
But please, people, do not let her go anymore. Please don't. I'm going back up.
Okay. We'll be up in 15 minutes.
Okay.
I'll go and put my watch on that one. I'll go on the time.
Is that waterproof?
Sorry?
Is it better? It sounds better.
I was like to say, if I don't talk at all, then the first bit is worse. Once I get going,
it sounds better.
Yeah, I mean, it feels better.
Is that what's water then?
No.
Oh dear. That's you out of water then?
Well, are you going back in again?
Yep.
Well, if you go back in again, I'll take my watch off. So you're going to go back in again.
Put it inside.
Pardon?
Put it inside, wouldn't it?
Well, I'll just keep it with me so I know what the time is.
You can paddle around here, can't you?
I can paddle around here, but at the moment I'll sit here then.
Oh, that water's gone really cold now.
It hasn't got any cold at all.
Okay,
that's true. The water hasn't got any cold, but you're getting warm in the sun.
So what is on this cousin? You've got
palm tree, this one. One palm tree. That could be a second one. The main palm tree here, I'm not going further because it's branches growing out over here, presumably. There's another palm tree here, this one. But from the park, then you come to the sixth, right?
Yeah.
Then you've got a sun there. You've got a boat there, a yacht there. You've got some seagulls on your bottom.
Oh boy!
Another palm tree from coming off here, some palm tree from there.
Where did you say I've got seagulls?
On your bottom.
What, there?
I thought I saw them. Where did I put them? Oh, yes, I did. Yes, stand up. Stand up. I think it. Oh, maybe it's not. It almost looks a bit like seagulls there, but I think actually just two shapes. I think it is because I think it must be shapes in the rocks or something. No, there's no birds flying around.
I thought there was. So I remember
saying,
talk about it,
but can't remember. Well, when you take it off, I'll have a look at it. No, I thought it looked. I saw you bending over, it looked like you got two seagulls on the bottom. I think so. Maybe not.
I love it.
I think they're quite amusing, particularly ones with only one leg. But French ones.
Did you see one of those ones, didn't you? When we were walking.
There was one in Paris.
Yeah.
Yeah. They came up the same. I told you about the one we saw in Paris when your mum and I was over.
No, you didn't.
Yes, they did.
You did,
flew down into a pond.
No.
Obviously found itself slightly sterile water than it was expected. It came back up again looking rather puzzled.
Did you walk around where we were?
Yeah. There and further.
See, I'd have really struggled with that.
Yeah, you wouldn't have managed it at all. Your mum had trouble.
Did she?
Yeah.
If she wasn't there, could you have kept going?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. I can walk further, your mum can.
Can you?
Yeah.
Or you could just keep going and going and going.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
enjoy walking around Paris. It's
beautiful, isn't it? Why is this thing calling
it the legs? Oh, then
you're
calling
it really good. Yeah. What's the
answer? That's your leg.
Well, then this is
the answer. Oh, I've got slightly too heavy legs, but you don't have to crawling up here. Doesn't bother me that I'm doing leather washing up and other people aren't.
You
enjoy
washing
up? Yeah, I enjoy preparing food and doing those sorts of things. Yeah. It's all part of the process of living as a group, isn't it?
I think that's why.
And I suspect the chances are in your mum.
Yeah. Marked
on, I can always tell. Yeah. 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 What Monday, right? If your sisters start doing job Monday, looking after them. But that's what they do. That's what we do. Northerns operate that way. Nice, relaxing week with my daughters, one, and my son-in-law, and my grandchildren, and my son-in-law.
So who actually are your son-in-laws? You've got
Rupert,
yeah.
Matt,
yeah.
And I will shortly have Matthew.
So what does that mean? That means they're...
That means they've married my daughters.
So that means that they are...
Doesn't mean anything at all, other than the fact they've married my daughters.
Are they going?
Yes, as far as I'm concerned, well, as far as I'm concerned, Matthew has been family for years.
What did you think of him? Really quiet, wasn't he?
Yes, he was really quiet. Very polite, very pleasant, but very quiet.
He still is?
Yeah. And I had trouble understanding some of what he said, because he was so quiet because of the Irish accent. So that did really engage him. That isn't very careful.
I can't understand him when I was...
Too quiet?
Yeah. I'm stuck with him.
Nice bloke, but it's because of the accent. Yes, he does. They speak very quietly. So with Mary, they speak very quietly, and they've got that accent.
It's really strong.
Mark, and they also have particular
Mark's
ways of saying things. Yeah. Which actually is a little confusing at times. But the same, they would say the same back, so I guess, in terms of certain places.
Mark's quite bad.
Mark can't,
I can understand him.
He talks loud at work.
Struggle to understand.
Certainly, when we met him, when we met him up in Leeds, up in Leeds, then he was very quiet.
Really?
I was about to say, yeah. Because at the time he was working, I think. And when he works, he doesn't think. Because he works. He's not working, he thinks. But we'll see what will be.
Do you know what? I don't know. You don't know.
No.
Nobody does.
I think that works. We might be good, isn't it?
Yeah, you do that. As long as you're happy, Lou, that's all that. And that happiness in the long term, not just in the short term. Isn't it?
Nice and warm on my leg, but I know now, I'm going to get back in.
Is he going to go back in? You need to go back in now, because it's nearly 5:02, so in less than 5 minutes we're going back to the house. So if you want to go back in, you go back in now. It will feel cold, because you'll be sitting in the sun, you've got warm.
Are you going back in?
I'm not going to go back in, though. But I'll have to push you if you want to go in.
No, I don't want to push you. Get off!
I'm quite happy to push you. Lucy, if you want me to push you in, it is no problem whatsoever.
No, I do not want you pushing me in.
Oh, God.
No, I'm hungry.
You know you enjoy it, really.
No. What
are
you
doing? No. What are you doing? You're having stay
attached, aren't
you? No. You're having stay. The plan was, though these plans do change, I thought for steak hasher and jacket potato.
Okay.
I'll lose, yes, lose, because it's easy.
Oh, you know, I was saying again as
Well, that's not how it sounded. Again, it sounds if you're complaining. Then. And we have jacket potatoes because they're quick, they're easy, and we've got to do it, well, we haven't got to, but somebody's putting it over 30 tonight. Well, at the moment it sounds like your sister's in the mum too, isn't it? Okay. No, Mary knew me pictures, isn't it? Maybe some of the arms were.
She did the chicken, didn't she?
She did some of the stuff, didn't she?
Do you like that?
I don't know. What is what? I don't know what the red line is. There are three towels on the fence, but we're not blowing. We have no town. The lavender bushes are moving a little bit. I'm not even hearing.
Are they even moving the
fence? No. No, they're watching the fence. There's nothing over there that could actually be had, I think. There's just some bloody town.
Isn't
it? No, not from the mom, I'm kept. They look something like a lady's bear or something like that. You can tell you there's a towel down here. Don't you believe there's a town here, but then other pieces.
People do it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you're saying it to be pushed in. Now's my chance. Is it?
No, let me push in.
I'll let you watch on.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not going in again.
Can I push in tomorrow?
Possibly.
Did you got me? I'll see you there.
Well, there's various small boys that pushed me in as well. I've only pushed two people.
Let me push in.